Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know, we all have those moments, those times when we trip up, make mistakes, or just feel like we're not enough. Ever felt that pang of self-criticism whispering in your ear? You messed that up again, it says. Shouldn't be doing that, sound familiar? Well, that voice, my friend, is a real buzzkill. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity and prevents us from truly healing and moving forward. But guess what? There's a superpower we all possess that can silence that inner critic. Self-compassion. And trust me, it's more powerful than you think. Self-compassion isn't about being overly indulgent or making excuses for our actions. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and warmth we would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend just had a major setback. What would you say to them? You'd likely tell them they're amazing, that it's okay to feel this way, and that they've got this. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kind of love and support from yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways about self-compassion that can genuinely change your life. First off, self-compassion is a cornerstone of mental well-being. When we're constantly judging ourselves, it creates stress and anxiety, making it harder to cope with challenges. But when we practice self-compassion, we create a sense of safety and acceptance within ourselves. It's like building a cozy inner sanctuary where you can truly be yourself, flaws and all. Second, remember that everyone messes up. Seriously, everyone. No one's perfect, not even Beyoncé, though she comes pretty darn close. Mistakes are inevitable, and they're actually opportunities for growth. Instead of beating yourself up, view them as learning experiences and move forward with grace. Third, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your shortcomings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging your imperfections with kindness and understanding. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold a child for tripping and falling, would you? You'd help them up and offer words of encouragement. Treat yourself the same way. Fourth, self-compassion fuels resilience. When life throws curveballs, which it inevitably will, having a strong sense of self-compassion helps us bounce back faster. It reminds us that we're capable, strong, and worthy, even in the face of adversity. And finally, practicing self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you're feeling your best, and there will be days when you need extra love and support. That's totally okay. Be patient with yourself, keep showing up for yourself, and remember that you're doing great. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant musician who's been working tirelessly on a new album. She pours her heart and soul into every note, but when she finally performs it for the first time, she receives mixed reviews. The critics are harsh, pointing out flaws in her performance. You know what happens next? Sarah starts doubting herself, beating herself up, and even considering giving up music altogether. But hold on, what if instead of drowning in self-criticism, Sarah practiced self-compassion? She could acknowledge that the experience was tough but remind herself that even seasoned musicians have off nights. She could focus on the positive feedback she received, celebrate her progress, and remember that this is just one performance, not a reflection of her entire talent. By choosing self-compassion over self-criticism, Sarah can pick herself up, learn from the experience, and keep creating music that comes from the heart. And that's what it's all about, right? So remember, friends, when you stumble, when you doubt yourself, or when life throws you a curveball, remember the power of self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and warmth you would offer to someone you love dearly. Because let's face it, you deserve nothing less. Now go out there, embrace your imperfections, and shine bright. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion today. Catch you in the next episode, where we'll explore more ways to navigate life with grace and authenticity. Keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.